You're listening to your community radio station, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa. It's time for In the Garden on the Farm.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
Aloha, and welcome to In the Garden on the Farm, your weekly radio program that cultivates the passion and knowledge to grow well with plants and animals. I'm your host, Paul Massey, director of Regeneration's Botanical Garden. And with only a handful of days before Kauai's Community Seed and Plant Exchange, we'll get complimentary perspectives from two professionals in the vegetable seed world. But first, we'd like to let you know that this KKCR program is made possible by listeners like you, in partnership with our generous underwriters.
Harvest Market Natural Foods and Cafe in Hanalei is proud to support KKCR and its Ohana, offering organic groceries and produce, a cafe featuring fresh salad bar, hot meals and soups, fresh-made smoothies, and baked goods. Located in the heart of Hanalei, Harvest Market Natural Foods and Cafe, 826-0089.
Anahola Stringed Instruments is proud to support KKCR. Mickey Sussman has been building Island Koa guitars, ukulele, and violins on Kauai since 1972. Time-honored design and special orders. Prompt and complete restoration, repair, and reforestation. AnaholaStringedInstruments.com or 822-1645.
The Kauai store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kasilas. The store has authentic Kauai products including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai Store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
Garden Island Hydro, assisting with all your aqua hydro soil growing needs. Nutrients, mediums, all natural compost tea, lights, aquaponic and hydroponic components, and more in their 1,700 square foot warehouse at Pu'i Industrial Park, Lihue. Family owned and operated. Open Monday through Saturday, 246-4769, 246-GROW.
Thank you so much to our underwriters keeping us alive on air, coming to you each and every Wednesday with our passion and love for the plants, the soil, the aina. And today, I am so pleased that returning to the studio is a voice and a mind that is very familiar to listeners of the show from previous times, as well as people who love their vegetables. It's Robin.
Hey, great to be here. I feel a little bit rusty. Just saying. I hope I can light everybody up today. That's what I'd really like to do.
Well, you're lighting me up, so that's a good start,
I must say.
And we have a feature-packed show, so we're going to get started with our celestial session, our look to the heavenly skies above for inspiration and guidance on our daily, weekly planting, harvesting, and other gardening and farming endeavors. We're going to start with our Hawaiian moon, and our Hawaiian moon of the day is Hilo. This is the first moon in the Hawaiian moon month, and Hilo rose over Kauai at 7:25 a.m. this morning. She will reach her transit, her highest point in the sky, at 1:36 p.m., and she'll set at 7:52 p.m. This evening. Only 1% of the moon's beautiful face is illuminated. What a beautiful sight that will be in the late, the early evening after the sun sets. There'll be 40 minutes or so before the moon sets, and this is the signal of the beginning of the Hawaiian moon month. New moon was yesterday at 3:54 p.m., and Hilo means twisted, and notes the appearance of the thin crescent moon that sets shortly after the sun. Hilo was a celebrated Hawaiian navigator, and it is thought that this moon acts as a navigator for all the moons to follow. However, this is not a day that is thought to be productive for planting, so preparations are recommended, and folks who are coming to the Seed and Plant Exchange are going to have a lot of goodies to to poke into the ground, place lovingly into the soil. So if it's not pouring rain where you are, it's nice and cool up here on the North Shore, a good day if you have some spare minutes to get out there and tend the soil a bit, get your compost screened and ready for planting.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'm here to personally today to do the biodynamic reading, and it is matched from the calendar, the North American Biodynamic Calendar by Matthias Thun. Today and tomorrow, actually, relatively unproductive days for planting. The moon's in its ascending phase, which means energies are going up. So this really is indeed a good time to prepare soil, sift compost, like Paul was saying, stuff like that, in preparation of all the wonderful plants that you're going to get to take home. If you join us on Sunday, we'll talk a little bit more about that as time goes by. But Friday looks like the first day that we're moving into some productive time. Friday, Saturday are fruit days, the moon being in the constellation of Aries. So this is going to be a great day, actually, for cuttings. This is going to be a great day for taking your cuttings that you may decide to bring to the seed exchange, as a matter of fact. Ideal time, because as I've learned in vegetative propagation, the quality of the cutting is everything. Now I've had some extra time to try to hone my skills. It's been a weak point for me, but I've learned the fruit and the flower days, the two dry times in the ascending moon, are just ideal times to get really high quality cuttings. And then Sunday, if you're not hanging out with us at Aninaho at the seed exchange, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next are root days. The moon is in the constellation of Taurus. So this would probably be a great time to get the last of your ginger and turmeric potentially out of the ground. Root harvesting would be a good thing to do on these ascending root times. You have less chances of infections and stuff if you're going to cut away your seed pieces for replanting, which will be just right around the corner here for those two crops. I'm happy to say I've finished harvesting my ginger and turmeric. And they're in the...
No small feat.
In the jar.
Getting those out of the ground.
That's right. That's right. And washing them right away. This is something I've learned from friends and the hard way. If I keep them very moist, after, you know, dig them out of the ground, keep them in a wheelbarrow, even covered with a towel, and then lay them out on a table and almost power wash the dirt off of them with a super strong spray on the hose. Not really a power washer. I think that might actually damage, you know, the skin, the fine skin on these roots. But if you spray away the soil right away without the soil ever drying, they get perfectly clean. If you leave some dirt in there, boy, it's really hard to get it. It's really hard to get it later once it's dried. So good friend Kelly turned me on to that, and that was really helpful for me in this harvest season.
Fantastic. Well, I'm just aglow that you're back with us, Robin, and it was difficult to let you out of our clutches here at the Garden Show, but the part that made it feel good was that your life, your botanical life, your plant-based life is flourishing so strongly, and you had shared that that was one of the main reasons that you decided to part the Garden Show after years of beautiful service here, is because everything is going and growing so well in your world. And that's no mystery to folks who pick up Heaven on Earth Starts, whether it be at the Namahana Farmers Market on a Saturday up in Kilauea at Aninaho Community Park, whether they're gotten at Seascapes Nursery, also right next door in Kalihiwai up on Kahilihola Road, or at Hoku Whole Foods there in Kapa'a. Just a beautiful display of plants. And for gardeners or would-be gardeners, there's so much inspiration to see your plants thriving in their 3-inch cups before they actually head home and nutrify the soil and feed the family.
Yeah, Seascapes is a great little nursery. They've turned into really a small garden center for the North Shore. She's got a really nice line of products, soil amendments, and also even pest control type stuff that's organically minded. Just saves you a trip to Lihue. And in fact, some of the products that I've gotten kind of hooked on using, I've had to learn to order off from off island because couldn't even find them here. Garden Island Hydro also has a great selection, but they're all the way in Lihue, and when you're up here on the North Shore, it's just nice to have some place that's local and close.
Yes, indeed, and we're really excited that Seascapes Nursery is going to be joining us at the Seed and Plant Exchange this Sunday. They'll be bringing various of those products that you mentioned, Robin. They're going to be brewing a 55-gallon drum full of compost tea for people to take away and proceeds to benefit regenerations. And I really just don't want to forget for a moment to thank Kauai Community Radio for stepping up once again as a media partner and a sponsor of the event so that we could let people know about this great event far and wide. And so thanks so much to the staff, the board, and the volunteers, everybody here at KKCR for helping to spread the news. And we should let people know Sunday, March 13th from noon to 5 p.m. is the Kauai Community Seed and Plant Exchange. It's our 16th one.
Wow.
And Robin has been with us all the way from the very beginning. I love pulling out that photo of our production team from the very first seed exchange in March of 2008. And Robin and Baba are standing proudly with us as architects of this great event. And Robin, thank you so much for contributing countless hours of time, effort, volunteerism, and the beautiful plants that you bring every time.
Sure, and more to come this year. We're going to keep it under wraps. I'm not going to say exactly what we're bringing, but good thanks to the Kauai Community Seed Bank and you, Paul, for setting me up with some of the seeds. So I'm happy to say all of the plants that we'll be offering are seeds, are plants that are grown from seeds that were produced here on our island. And if you haven't noticed, we're kind of really promoting that angle on things of growing your own seeds. And I'll get to that in a little bit when we start talking about how I choose the plants that I want to grow and sell as heaven on earth starts.
Well, why don't we get into that right away?
Okay. Well, it really depends. It depends on what the plant is, you know. If I start with a really simple, common food like tomato, I mean, that is just such a complex discussion on growing Kauai tomatoes here on Kauai. So it's taken me a long time to find a variety that actually does really well. I used to be a little, have a little attitude, you know, tomatoes don't like Hawaii as much as we do, you know, as people. And generally speaking, that's true. Mainly it's nighttime temperatures that are the culprit here. in the summertime, the temperatures just don't really dip down. And most tomatoes, believe it or not, do like a pretty decent tomato temperature swing from day to night.
In fact, they won't set fruit in those conditions.
Correct. And so in the summer, when most solanums, the family of plants the tomato belongs to, should be just rocking out, you know, you're just not getting tomatoes. And so heirloom varieties, which when I say that word, most people think of those giant German, you know, yellow and pink striped Brandywine. Those are heirloom tomatoes. Yes, it's true. But I also call certain varieties of cherry tomatoes heirlooms because in the same way, the seeds breed true and have been passed down in the same way. And when we talk about tomatoes here on Kauai in Hawaii, we're basically only talking about thick skin tomatoes, unless you're going to do some kind of an indoor thing and pretty much, you know, really devote a lot of time and energy to it, in which case you'd probably want to sell them after you grew them because it's a lot of work to do just for, you know, a few nice caprese salads.
And even when we thin our selection to the thick skin tomatoes, there are literally hundreds of varieties to choose from. And so in doing so, certainly you've trialed certain varieties of tomatoes, but how is it that you narrow it down to the one or the few that actually make it to your table?
Sure. In every case, it's different. This time, it was just pure luck. My friend she was a nursery person on the mainland in California, and she said she handed me a Juliet tomato plant. She, you know, had brought some seeds with her and was gardening here on her vacation, and she said, I think this one might do well here. And I grew it out, and immediately I knew that was the tomato, and sure enough, the Juliet tomato is the tomato I offer year-round because it thrives in so many variable conditions, wintertime as well, and produces like crazy, lots and lots of tomatoes, plus they taste fantastic, which, you know, is like the most sour grapes thing when you go through all the effort of growing the tomatoes and then they don't really flavor. Right. And you're like, man, you know, this is really tough. So the Juliet's been an awesome, awesome winner. So in that case, I found out from a friend. That was the luck. A friend told me. Right. That happens a lot. That's why we have events like the seed exchange. And when you talked about that picture of us and that first seed exchange, I think everybody who was there can probably viscerally remember the feeling of being surrounded by all the plant nuts that came out of the woodwork. Basically, for this day and this event, and it was such a heartful gathering, and it's continued in that spirit ever since for 8 years now, right?
Nine years.
Our ninth year, and I'm just really excited about feeling that same feeling, which I get every time. It's like Christmas morning for plant geeks. The seed exchange, and I'm really happy that I'm going to be participating in the event in a very real way this year, and you'll see me at plant check-in, and so I am going to be looking out to make sure there's no pesty plant material being brought in. We ask you please to look over it. If there's things that have been in your nursery hanging out for a while and you're looking to get rid of them, make sure there's no aphids. Make sure there's less ants. You know, let's try not to move some of these other things around while we move the plants around with our love. We do want to be conscientious, and plus, no invasive species. You know, there's not going to be any wood rose seeds floating around in circulation.
Common wood rose, at least.
Common wood rose, exactly. Yes. At any rate, we want to make it a great event. We want to make it great for everyone, for the new gardens, for the gardens that the plants left and the gardens that the plants are going to, and the people with which they move around. And I'm so excited. It's going to be a great day. At any rate, so, okay, how would I choose seeds for lettuce? Lettuce is another great one. I mean, we have so many choices. Different times of year, we grow different kinds of lettuces. And in my garden, I have not had the most success growing dry seeds out successfully. Seeds that are wet, like tomato seeds, if I'm not using a hybrid to start with, or pepper seeds. I did extremely well with pepper seeds and eggplant seeds, ones that are wet processed. So when you want to collect them, they're inside a wet fruit and it's okay to wash them. But seeds that have to dry on the plant are a little trickier, and others might have noticed the same thing. So those haven't been so easy. So I do buy them in, and I do want to buy the best varieties with the best germination that I can. And after 6 years in business, I can say that Johnny seeds are fantastic. I mean, they grow well. They're they germinate perfectly. They're timely. They have a huge selection. It is an employee-owned company. I feel good about offering about doing business with them, because for me, one of the biggest parts about doing business is that I like doing business. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to, you know, sell stuff and make money. But we want to do conscious business. That's what's really important, is that all along the line, we're doing conscious business. So at the farmer's market, I do recollect the black pots that I sell my plants in. Certain folks are willing to bring them to me. I don't necessarily want all sizes and shapes of pots, but the kind that I'm using, the little 3.5-inch black plastic, I would rather not have to buy too many of those new. So if I can keep them circulating back in, I've found a nice effective way of sterilizing them, and I can reuse them. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. And that's what I mean by conscious business, is looking into all the different nooks and crannies, which I've had more time to do in the last 4 months or so, and see where I can make improvements on all levels, you know. And sometimes the biggest improvement we can make in what we're doing in life is just improving ourselves a little bit too. So then we can work at it more efficiently. And that's something that I had lost a little focus on as well. So that's nice to be back in touch with that. And it all plays in to a healthy lifestyle and a healthy Kauai. Mm-hmm. I know that's what we all really want. And what I've learned over the course, and I'm straying a little bit from the seed talk now, I will get there, but back to that. But, you know, what I've found is the most effective way for me to live a sustainable lifestyle is to stay put, to stay where I am, to force myself to stay inside those garden wall gates, you know, the fence, just for a day or two. And like, no, I'm not. There's so many other things I could do and go and, you know, but if we can affect a nice change where we are, where we live, improve where we are, then these little pockets of all those kinds of places on Kauai will grow. It's almost like colonies of really positive microbiology, you know, and then our island will be healthy. We'll have a healthier Kauai, but I've learned to stay put and focus in a small area and affect a nice change there.
I'm proud of you that you do this in your own life, because I think a lot of people who are change makers for the community don't leave enough time to harvest that value for themselves or apply that value to their own life. I know I have some shortcomings in that way, trying to balance out, grateful for the support, and some of the support is through the example. So, yeah, you know, the thought that you bring so many beautiful vegetable and other varieties of plants to people's gardens, it just makes it so much more satisfying for me to hear and know that you're not just supporting other people's gardens, but you're taking the time to put these plants into your own garden.
Yes, and cultivating our own gardens, which means culling, you know, it's a life skill, and it's an important one. And it is some way that I've found that I can improve what I'm doing is by starting with me, the doer, and improve myself. And then suddenly you're doing it better mm-hmm. without even having made any outside changes. So it's a little bit philosophical. We'll come back down and root in a little bit more. Picking the kinds of plants to grow it's taken me years. You know, it's not really rocket science though, you know, long season crops in the long season, like cucumbers, like okra, like peppers and eggplants. And then from there, you know, you kind of spiral out, fractal out into all these different varieties. Okay, so there's maybe 9 different eggplants in my repertoire at the time right now. And 15 different kinds of peppers. Now, I can't grow every single one of those every single week because there's not the market for it or the greenhouse space. And this, you know, it's a fine balance. Somebody like me can get really excited and start growing tons of stuff, but I have to be realistic in the business sense of what people actually can manage, can have, and how many plants I can move. And although I do like to donate my extra plants off to school gardens and church gardens, that's a big part of where my overflow goes. It's nice on the business sense to not have too much loss. So you kind of want to make these calculations. And I might offer 4 or 5 different kinds of peppers per week. And then the following week, there are 4 or 5 different ones yet. So then in 3 or 4 weeks, in a month's time, I've actually gone through my entire repertoire. And I can keep the diversity going. I mean, that's what's kind of exciting to me, because as a cook, as well as a gardener, I'm excited about something new coming into the kitchen. And so I like to keep those new things in the garden so I can keep playing with them. And you know, right now is great time for radishes and beets and turnips this early spring. Oh, God, there's just so many kinds of radishes. Mm-hmm. You know, the green daikons and the watermelon, the Masato rose, pinks, and the French breakfast, of course, some of my all-time favorites. But there's so many varieties out there, and it's so fun to just keep them flowing through and doing different things with them all the time.
And I feel your excitement. I'm getting excited. I want to let people know you're listening to In the Garden on the Farm on Kauai Community Radio. This is Paul, and I'm here with, once again, Robin is back in studio. She's the owner and operator of Heaven on Earth Starts, super ultra high quality vegetable starts for your home garden. Although Robin will also propagate en masse for commercial farming operations. I know you've done that previously by appointment. You can Robin is willing to contract grow larger quantities for commercial production. And a testament to the fact that your prices are very reasonable, that that could even be feasible for a commercial farming operation for some specialty crop growing needs is fantastic. And Robin, you have some new products joining your line, and I've only heard them described, but I'm so excited about them just having heard them described, so maybe you could share that with us.
Sure. Well, it started with my love for succulents. I just think they're so beautiful. The varieties don't even have to be anything real exotic for me. I just, the Echeveria class of all those sort of rose-looking, thick, juicy petal leaves, and jades of all different kinds. And so what really got me going was these cement pots, right? Everybody has seen those. People grow orchids and anthuriums in them pretty commonly, and I just love their look. And so many times people ask me, you know, they want to grow things in containers, and what should they do? Okay, they're going to buy a thyme plant, for instance, and what should they do to put it in a bigger container? And so I pretty much decided to just do that and sell them in the larger container. Both the succulents and my Mediterranean herbs in particular, they respond really well to the cement pot or clay pot, because what happens is the roots can dry out. In a black plastic pot, even though the plants can dry out in a black plastic pot as well, when they're a little bigger, sometimes the ecosystem in there, A, gets a little extra hot because black will absorb a lot of the extra sunlight and heat. they just don't have an easy time. So the cement pot allows the root system to dry out, which really the Mediterranean herbs thrive on. So I'm talking about oreganos. You know, there's several different kinds of oregano that we can grow right now. I have a new one in my list of oreganos, and that's Italian oregano, slightly different than the Greek, which is the low ground covery one that does so well. And za'atar, which is more of a Persian or a furry-leafed oregano. And then there's marjoram, of course, which is that floral, the most floral oregano. And then
the stick oregano as well.
The stick oregano is another fantastic one.
But the Italian, tell us about
the
that.
The Italian, it grows like a thyme. It's kind of small, but woodier-stemmed, and just has a, I don't know, can one say it tastes more Italian than Greek? I don't know. I mean, you really get into some subtleties of your flavor profiling at that point. But at any rate, I am offering those at the farmer's market only. I may get them into Hoku and the Seascapes Nursery as well. But for now, I just have them at market, and they're little beauties. And the pots they're in, they'll be able to live in those pots for probably half a year. Mm-hmm. Longer, until they need either to get potted on into a larger container or put into the ground, you know, in your garden. But they make beautiful windowsill plants that are right there near your kitchen that you can snip. And the succulents, of course, are just pure beauty. Slightly confusing. Succulents are not poisonous to people, but they're not edibles either. But they can be poisonous to some cats, get kind of interested in them. And so, you know, kind of straying away from the food thing with the succulents, but I can't help it because it's really all about when you break a single leaf off of those plants and you put it down on the soil and you watch a whole new plant grow out of the base of the leaf. It's just, I feel like I'm in kindergarten again, and I could just do it all day long, and I just love watching them grow.
Awesome.
I can't tell you how happy they make me.
You told me, too, that your new venture with these concrete pots, it was based on a gift from one of your loving customers, yes?
Yeah, pretty fantastic. So I had some. You know, we all have, as gardeners, we have a little collection of, you know, pots hanging around somewhere. and I potted up a few things and brought them to market. And one of my dear customers, who I love very much, said, "Oh my God, I have 100 of those under my house. You know, just come get them. You can have them if you come get them." And so that was pretty cool because I felt like I was giving them a new life, you know, repurposing something that was otherwise sleeping. And so it's kind of snowballed, and I've been coming across more. I have bought some. I saw some ads on Craigslist, you know, so I bought a little bit. But I really like the idea of being able to reclaim them from a Rip Van Winkle type of, you know, I forgot all about them under there. Yeah. Somebody made these pots by hand. These are made in slip molds. Chances are they were made here on Kauai. And I just think it's honoring the person's work and creativity and life just as much as anything else. And reutilizing things that are already here instead of having to buy new.
Mm-hmm. And I love that part. The part I love the most about the story, though, is that expression of adoration that people like you who do what they do in the world with so much love and so much creativity and so much joy and so much generosity that the people who buy your products want to contribute. And, you know, paying you for the starts is one way, but that doesn't fulfill people's desire to just contribute more and more to what you do. And Robin, you fill so much of us up with love in such a great way that it's super to hear these stories about how people just want to support you in your beautiful artistic act of delivering plants to the community.
Sure. Well, it's a co-creative process, Paul. You know, we want to live in a beautiful world, so we therefore must create beauty where we go. And it's a participatory sport. You know, you can sit on the sidelines or sit in the museum and just watch the paintings. Absolutely. And that's totally welcome. It's like dancers to music. You know, they're honoring the music short of playing it. That's the best way to honor it, right? And it's all co-creative, and it does make me so happy. It makes me so happy to know that the seed exchange is going to take place in the spot where the farmer's market takes place on Saturdays at Aninaho.
It is.
I think that's fantastic because there's already such good vibes built up in that spot. What a fantastic market that has become. I know everyone who goes there already knows this. But if you haven't visited us yet at that market, it's quite something to experience. Mm. It's Kauai community just all full on from 9 to 11 or so.
On Saturday.
On Saturdays. It's just such a fantastic spot, and we're so grateful to the porters and the board of directors of Aninaho for keeping it going up there, and I hope that that happens for many, many years to come. Sounds like our second guest is on the line here. Fantastic. Another plant sister.
I want to let people know you're listening to In the Garden on the Farm. We're here until 1 o'clock, at which time Tracy with Kauai Vibrations comes blowing through the door with lots of great music and interviews that she does that helps people stay abreast of all the great things that are happening here on Kauai. And then from 3 to 5, we've got Shaka Kiaka with the Papule Show and lots of great programming after that. So please stay tuned. And right now, we're going to continue our discussion on seeds with our dear friend Sequoia. Sequoia began propagating plants even before she knew what the word meant. That's reminded me of your discussion on kindergarten. When she began homestead gardening in the early 90s, Sequoia's gardens eventually grew so much produce that she started selling to local restaurants. Since then, she has worked with many organic farms on the mainland and in Hawaii and has gotten more and more involved in saving seed. Last year, Sequoia was approached by Pu'u Ohoku Ranch on Molokai to assist with their young organic and biodynamic seed company, which she has been delighted to do and is coming back over here to Kauai to bring this exciting product to Sunday's Seed and Plant Exchange.
Yay!
So, on the phone from Molokai, it's Sequoia. Welcome to the show, Sequoia.
Aloha!
Hey, sister. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah! I'm looking forward to seeing you in person on Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, my
Likewise.
Goodness. Well, it's so exciting. We did announce on the show a few months ago when the announcement came out that Hoku Seeds had indeed launched officially, and the seeds are available on the web. These are all Hawaiian grown, and not only organic, but biodynamic seed. It's the highest bar that you can kind of reach in terms of seed production. And of course, if you have a biodynamic system that's certified, you want to be using certified biodynamic seed. So it's funny that the first organic seed industry has started at the highest tier of quality, encouraging the rest of us to follow suit.
Sweet.
Yeah, so tell us more.
But first I have to give you a caveat. What's really good for the seed is that we're in a very, very remote place, but it also means that our internet and phone service can be spotty. So if I fade out, please forgive me. And I'm happy to talk to people at the fair on Sunday if anything doesn't come through today. But,
wonderful. Well, you sound clear now, so let's go for it. Tell us how you got involved with the seed business over there. I know it wasn't the first thing you did on Molokai'i.
Well, it goes back a few years, and Paul, it was actually something with you and Robin. Remember, we had those seed saving events. They were more than events. It was the workshop that the Hawaii Public Seed Initiative had put together. And they went throughout all the islands. Don't ask me what year it was, 2012, 2013, somewhere in there.
Yes.
And we were all in these workshops together. I think you, Paul, were one of the instructors, and Robin and I. It might have been the first time we met. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had an advanced one, which they were calling Train the Trainers, I believe, and where we all got together on the big island. And the goal was to create a seed-saving network throughout the islands and a network of people who would be teaching other people how to save their own seed. And that's where I originally met the previous ranch manager. And when I had come over to Molokai, I was asked to run vegetable gardens for a retreat center, and she was also good friends with the owners of that place, so we would intersect a lot. And I guess she saw my work, and she knew that they could really use somebody who was committed to seed and to quality growing on the islands. So that's how I got here.
Wow, excellent. Well, they maybe don't even know yet what a great choice they made, or maybe they do. But so what kind of I haven't even had a moment to look on the internet at the website, but what kind of seeds are being offered at present time?
At this point, we have about a dozen and a half to two dozen seeds that are launched. So we have three types of lettuce, three different basils. We actually cover a gamut. We have some grains. We're doing two amaranths and two quinoa. We're doing the herbs, like I said, the basil, cilantro, parsley. We're doing flowers. We have these beautiful mammoth sunflowers and Aztec sunflower and then vegetables. So we've got the lettuces.
Wow, incredible. You know, mammoth sunflower seeds are potentially my most favorite seeds to handle in my fingers. I don't know what it is about those stripes. Maybe it's just that normally it would just go right to the mouth and I have to hold myself back and put it into the ground instead. I don't know. But I have I just love laying out all the seed that I get and sizing it. And deciding, you know, I put all the largest ones into one, and then there's kind of a medium and then a small. And, you know, when you want a mammoth sunflower, hey, you want a mammoth sunflower, right? So let's start with the biggest seed, because the biggest seed is going to yield the biggest plant, which potentially can give you the biggest head.
Next round of seed, right?
Exactly. So have you had has it happened yet that you've seen a plant through its full cycle to both plant and then harvest and collect the seeds?
Yes. I'm excited to see all of point out right here that the person who is behind a lot of this, not only the owner of this ranch, which is over 14,000 acres, has been extremely visionary.
Wow.
Wanting to have a seed business. But the person who's been the farm manager, Mark House, is the one who's really been doing all of the trialing and bringing a lot of these seeds from hidden places to be here. And then they all go through at least four generations before we're releasing them.
Mm-hmm.
So then that way they really, even if they weren't growing here before, that they have a chance to really acclimate and become reach people are getting here in the Hawaiian Islands from here on Molokai has been growing here for several seasons.
Yes.
So yeah, that's part of all of it.
Let's let people know right away who are listening to the show and want to be looking at these seeds on their computer. Hoku seed, seeds or seed?
Seed, singular.
Okay, Hoku seed, HOKUSEED.com will bring you to the fine selection of these beautiful organic seeds. I was fortunate enough to visit the ranch this past fall. We had the latest Hawaii Public Seed Initiative gathering of the tribe there, and Mark was our host, and people will know John Jevons from the organic biointensive method, and Mark used to be his farm manager, if that tells you anything about the skill that this gentleman has and the commitment. And what a beautiful place, and what you were saying, how remote it is, and tell us how that plays into the quality of seed that you can grow.
Well, as you know, we have an issue on these islands where there are GMO crops being grown all over, and we are buffered so much that we can potentially even get our honey certified organic, because the way, not to go down too long of a road on this, but certification works with honey is that they treat them as livestock, and so therefore their feed needs to be organic. And since they can fly a 2-mile radius, how many places can really do that? We, according to our biodynamics and organic certifier, if they put the certification together, we'll qualify for that. So that works the same thing for our plants. We are in complete control, is kind of a funny word, but we do. We have as much control as you can have of this buffer all around where it is that we're growing. And we also have the ability to really separate things out. We want to really keep our eggplants far apart because we're growing several. They go so well in Hawaii. Why not grow eggplant? But we want to be able to save really pure seed and really keep the genetic of where you get things starting to cross and you lose your original genetics. And sometimes that's plant breeding and it's really fun, but if your intention is to hold your original genetics, it's nice to be able to have that. And so we have the remoteness, we have the space, and we have the knowledge to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because I've had extremely good luck growing seeds of peppers and eggplants, but I have to only do one kind per season. I have to just focus, like, okay, this is the white eggplant spring, and I'll grow out the white eggplant till I get a few really nice big fruits, and I can produce enough seed, I mean, for my personal use for a couple, 3 years if I store it properly, and then I have to re-up, and that's where I'm at with my peppers. I've been using the same pepper seeds. Now it's time for me to look at how I can spread them out, but that's one thing I think a lot of folks don't understand really about high-quality seeds, is the kind of isolations and the work that goes into producing them as such pure seed. What a fantastic line of work, though, you get to do. I mean, really, what a phenomenon. It's so beautiful to behold those subtle...
It's kind of like a dream come true.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is, and it's a dream come true for us to have you coming to the Seed and Plant Exchange on Sunday representing Hoku Seed. And this is the first time that we've had a Seed and Plant Exchange where some of the seed, and we've always said, oh, all the plants and seeds are free at the event, or in this case included in the cost of admission. But this time, for the first time, we actually do have an admission for the first time to defray some of the costs. We have a lot of costs that go into the event. And yet for $5 admission for adults or $1 for Keiki 12 and under, you're still going to walk away with so much value on top of that, with not only the entertainment, but the numbers of seeds and plants in terms of value. So that's kind of a first for us. It's also a first, though, for us to have a seed supplier that is selling their seed, and you will be that supplier. And some people might question that that runs counter to our principles or our ethics or our mission, but I think it is the perfect evolution because all of the work that we've done through the Hawaii Public Seed Initiative, through the individual efforts of farmers here on Kauai, while we know that we will always be freely trading seeds, that we also need to begin a seed industry here that is not biotech seed solely, at least, but it includes organic seed and seed for food plants. And so the only way this is going to happen is if we begin to market them. And so I just have to say I'm really proud that there will be also some seeds for sale and that the seeds are going to be sold by you, Sequoia, from this incredible farm on Molokai'i that you're bringing to us.
Yeah, and I feel really good about it because they're all open source, they're all open pollinated, and they're regionally adapted. And so it's the kind of thing where people can put it in their garden and start saving the seed themselves. And it's a really high-quality place to start. Now, and of course, what everybody else is bringing that they're sharing has been done with great love and high quality. I'm not negating that in the least. It's just this is where we have been able to have the gift, because it's a business, to be able to focus our full time on doing this. And so I'm thrilled to be able to offer this. This is going to be my first event doing this at my home, Kauai. So I think it's great. And I heard that you have compost tea that's going to be available, and a little bird gave me a phone call and asked me to mention on air that people should bring 1 gallon jugs so they can purchase and take home their beautiful compost tea. And even if they have extra jugs, to bring them along for people who didn't remember to bring them.
What a great idea. Yeah.
That would be really great. Thank you for letting folks know that. So, yes, indeed, Seascapes Nursery coming with their newly minted compost tea. It's a new product for them. And we had Zoli on the show a couple weeks ago, and they're putting so many fine ingredients in there. So I think it's definitely something that with the new plants under people's arms, that if they're going home with the compost tea, they're going to be giving them that best opportunity to become well established in these spring gardens of ours. Just another thing on the product that you're bringing, these beautiful biodynamic seeds grown on the island of Molokai'i. Not only is the seed of this high quality adapted to the Hawaiian environment, but the packaging that they come in are works of art. And I think as people are looking for gifts, and seed is such a gift, but a lot of times people come to Hawaii, or for those of us who live in Hawaii, we're looking for a gift that we can give to somebody from afar that represents the spirit of these islands. And what an amazing gift it would be to receive these beautiful organic seeds. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about the packaging that's been put together for them.
Well, the first thing I have to tell you about it is the packaging isn't here yet. So if you take a look at our website, you're going to see we have this beautiful, beautiful watercolors by this fantastic artist, Mayumi, and she's done just wonderful renderings, and they're like no other seed packets I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of seed packets. And I'm also getting to learn everything that's involved in the process of all the proofreading and the printers and this and the that and the legalities of trade names and all the things that you at home don't have to worry about. So I have to apologize in advance that we're going to be coming in our, what I call our pioneer seed packets. They're beautiful. It's recycled paper and it's tan with green font, and they all have their individual instructions on the back of each one of distance for planting and base of germination and a little bit about techniques for each one. And that will be on our new packets, and I am looking for them to be here 2 months ago. So, but any minute now, but I was really doing my best to have them for this weekend, and
No apologies necessary. I've seen the Pioneer packets as well when I was there this fall, and they're also beautiful. But people should stay tuned if they want to receive these packets in the future. They will be available through your website, would they not?
Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So we're speaking with Sequoia. She's over at Pu'uohoku Ranch there on the east side of Molokai'i, an amazing 17,000-acre ranch, and there is an organic biodynamic seed company there. She's coming to Kauai this Sunday for the Kauai Community Seed and Plant Exchange held at Ainoho, and people will be able to talk story with Sequoia about being a seed farmer in the Hawaiian Islands. And we're happy, too, that you have represented our interests at the National Organic Seed Alliance conference just a month or two ago. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, it was such a gift to go. So this was they do it every other year. They offer this Organic Seed Alliance offers this every other year. So this was their eighth. So therefore it's been going on for 16 years and there were close to 500 people there. The executive director said at their first one there were 46 people. So we're talking about a major number of people to show up, plus hundreds of people who were listening to some of the presentations online. And it was so incredibly inspirational to be around so many incredibly qualified people, people who are just doing it, people getting up there and giving presentations, sharing their spreadsheets and sharing their tools that they've invented and sharing their passion for growing organic seed. And there's a need, there's a real need for more organic seed growers because it's part of the organic requirements that if you are an organic grower that you are to do your best to get organic seed. And the, looks like many of the certifiers ask that you try three different places and talk to your certifier if you can't succeed. So I encourage everybody to find your niche. I mean, it's an involved process to be growing seed I don't want to say commercial, but on that kind of level. But there's many, many niches that can be filled for that. And it was exciting to see all the people who are doing it. People who I knew as people who had an idea to now having really good-sized seed companies and doing it with joy and, like I said, just sharing everything that they've got. It was great.
Beautiful. And we want to encourage people, too, with this idea that even if you're not ready to begin a standalone seed company, that that's not the only way that you may be able to bring seeds to the marketplace. And, in fact, Lynn Howe, leading the Hawaii Public Seed Initiative, has developed an opportunity for our working group, and this will expand to other growers, through a grant with the USDA to establish an online marketplace that can represent many seed growers. So even if you only have room at your farm or garden to produce one variety in a season or a year, that could find a place on this online marketplace. And so I'm really excited that it's going to give that entry-level opportunity to people like ourselves, our humble community seed bank, that we could post up some varieties and have them joined by other high-quality varieties as well.
And I want to take you to a little bit to task there, Paul. Your humble little
yeah, me too.
You have been so visionary and so committed, and I am so incredibly grateful and tell a lot of people about you too that you have with the community that you've brought together have just held such commitment, such vision, and keeping it going. So thank you so much for doing that.
Well, you're so very welcome, and it is through our volunteers. I have to give it up to them. You know, we've had a really strong volunteer group this past period of time, and Felicia hosting the community seed bank at Akamai Backyard, volunteers like Krista, Beth, Ann Louise, Maggie, and Sherry, coming in and working with us, and other people dropping in when they can, and then farmers growing, producing, Robin, Ken, and other producers bringing seed to the seed bank. So it's a different model, but we need all of it, and we're really grateful that Hoku Seed is, you know, taking the torch forward in terms of, hey, you can have a small successful seed company. I know you guys are just started, but I'm going to pronounce success because this weekend you're going to be bringing your seed to Kauai, and I measure that as a success for sure.
Wonderful. Yes.
No doubt. I'm really looking forward to Sunday. And I think all three of us, Paul and Sequoia and myself, the plants have taught us so much. They really are the teachers. They emulate so much generosity. If there's one thing that a parsley seed head says to me, it's generosity. I mean, there must be 1,000 seeds on one,
yes.
On one, you know, one stalk. It's a phenomenon. And, I certainly have tried to emulate that in my life. And I think you guys have too. And that's why we can appear so tireless.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating because like you say, a parsley will make 1,000 seeds maybe, and yet you don't see 1,000 keiki underneath it because of the way that it's working in nature. There's only a certain amount that are going to make it, and that's where the human ingenuity, the human attention comes in of, okay, so how are we going to work with nature and yet preserve as much of this as we can and then be able to be bountiful and share all this out far and wide.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a wonderful co-creation.
No doubt. It's subtle but very, very important work.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sequoia, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and give people advance notice of your arrival on Kauai. We're really excited to be hosting you. And as the ship lands with the seeds, it's going to give people on Kauai a deeper opportunity to be growing local adaptation of seed now in their home gardens or their farms. It's a wonderful collaboration. We're so grateful you're taking the energy to come and bring it to us.
Oh, I am thrilled to be coming, and thank you so much for having me on your program, and I'm looking forward to seeing you both, giving you big hugs.
Likewise. That was juicy. I definitely can't wait to see you in person.
All right.
A hui hou. All right, that's Sequoia from Hoku Seed, and we want to let people know that we've got some exciting stuff coming up soon. Starting tonight, there is a joint Hawaii Farmers Union United and Kalalea Anahola Farmers Hui meeting, and it's happening tonight from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Anahola Clubhouse, beginning with the potluck meal at 6 p.m. Topics will include water tank replacement with Q&A with some representative from the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, learning how backflow preventers are important to avoid water contamination, as well as we'll hear about mangoes from Yossi, and Ray Maki will give us an update on the Kauai Farmers Union. There'll be door prizes, I hear, and children are welcome at that meeting. The 16th Kauai Community Seed and Plant Exchange coming up this Sunday, March 13th, from noon to 5 p.m. at Ainoho Community Park in Kilauea. That's the home of Kauai Mini Golf. This is Kauai's signature plant generosity party. Planters from all over Kauai are bringing GMO-free, pest-free, non-invasive seeds, cuttings, and plants to share with others. Live entertainment is going to feature Kai'i Mandel of Kuhalalea, the Sacred Earth Choir, Tangled Roots, and more. There'll be local food, educational activities, and kid-friendly fun. And this year we're having 30 educational booths and food vendors, so it's going to be a really rich, fun event. And for more information, you can call 652-4118 or visit ribg.org. There's a tree, fungi, and Hawaii workshop coming up Wednesday, March 23rd from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. at Kauai Nursery and Landscaping. And the workshop's going to cover the basic types of wood decay and disease fungi, how fungi attack trees, and how trees respond to their attacks, while going into specifics about Hawaii fungi. So we don't hear enough about these kind of fungi. There'll be opportunity to learn how to collect and handle tissue samples to submit for laboratory analysis, as well as participate in hands-on examinations of local tree fungi samples. And all of this from the Aloha Arborists Association, Kauai Nursery and Landscaping, and the Western Chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture. For more information, you can go to wcisa.net/events, or you can call 866-785-8960. We also have the Malama Kauai presenting Earth Day Rising coming up Sunday, April 24th. It's an all-day Aina Fest at the Malama Kauai Community Farm in Kalihiwai, home of the Kauai Food Forest. And workshops and panels on sustainable living, agriculture, and conservation will be featured. Keiki on the Farm Kid activities, clothing swap tent. There'll be a seed and plant giveaway hosted by Regenerations. We're also going to hold a mulching and nitrogen fixing plant workshop as well. There'll be free county compost bin distribution, vendor and info booths, and music and food. For more information, you can visit malamakauai.org. And that about does it. We want to thank David Kuhn for our intro birds. You can find out more information about him at soundshawaiian.com. And we want to thank so much the rest of the KKCR family that keeps us on air, and our station manager, Dean, our webmaster, Laura Christine, and everybody else, Dove, our volunteer coordinator, and everybody who contributes. We're so grateful for your help. And Robin, it's just delightful to see you here. It's bringing me back to so many fine days that we had here on the show.
Yeah, I feel it too. It's great to be here, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at the Seed Exchange.
Oh, yeah. And you'll be there at the Seed and Plant check-in booth?
Yes, I will.
So happy to have you back there. You bring a lot of knowledge and experience, and we're pairing you up with lots of other knowledgeable history people there, like Eileen, who comes in and guest hosts the show. Ken Lindsay will be, and want to give so much thanks to Grace, too, our volunteer coordinator. She's coordinating over 60 volunteers for the event. And please come out and see the Seed and Plant Exchange. You'll be highly entertained and deeply nourished by all of the plant diversity that will be shared. So we love you, Kauai, and we will encourage you to tune in again next week for more stimulating conversation on our relationship with the life of the land that gives us life. Aloha.
Aloha.